I never saw it under a house before.
Oh, yeah, you could have put it under a shed, you know, keep it from raining on it.
Do you still give them salt?
Oh, yeah.
When do you give
them? Give it to them all around there. Keep it out there.
Oh, you do?
Lock salt, yeah.
What is that good? Why is that good?
Well, it's got to, they just got to have so much salt, you know.
They do?
Yeah, they got to have salt regular. And the feed you buy has got salt in it.
Oh, really?
They add so much salt to it.
Do you buy feed for your cattle?
Oh, yeah. I buy these range pellets. And we go out there and they're supposed to have about 2 pounds a day. But I give them about 4 pounds every other day. I don't give it to them every day. I give them hay one day and then I give them pellets one day.
Oh,
skip a day.
Who makes range pellets?
Well, Johnson Mills up here at Clemson.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Co-op, they got a place. They buy some. I don't know who makes it from.
Oh, I see. I didn't know.
Johnson Feed Mill is a place that Raymond makes feed all the time. And they go out every week. And I can go by there. And if I buy as much as 500 pounds, I can buy it wholesale. It's like the stores can.
Oh.
That's the rule they got. If you buy as much as 500 pounds, they won't sell you 100 times cheaper than it.
Do you do that?
Yeah, that's the way I buy mine. About sometime, 3 tons at a time, I have them just bring and put it in.
Oh, they bring it, they deliver it then. Oh, well then. That's not bad.
My son-in-law over there, Mr. Pittman, he has them bring him feed, and sometimes he got a feeder in the lot, and it's got in it. Drive back a truck right up to it and just put it right over in the feed. Empty it out in there. First cave, you know, call that creep feeding.
Creep feeding?
Creep feed. That's to keep it out all the time, you know.
I see. Is that good?
Yeah. Best thing.
You tell I don't know much about it, but they feed it well then.
Yeah, whenever they want to go in there. You have it fixed so a cow can't go in there, but a calf can go in there.
Oh, really?
Well, a cow, you couldn't keep that. You can't creep feed no cow. She'd eat it all up in one day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're pigs.
Yes, yeah.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Oh, you can only give a cow enough at one time. You just got to feed her so much. You know, the next silage, you've heard of silage.
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
It's corn, or either sorghum ground up. And when corn gets... They plant corn and plant it just thick as it and fertilize it high. When it gets on up to that vineyard high as a post. And have ears on it, two ears. You know, see stalk corn that have big ears on it. Well, they just got an outfit that just goes along and cut it down and cuts it up and puts it over in a trailer. And they dig a hole in the ground. Just start like they start down here and just they dug it out down there until it got to be about 8 or 10 foot deep, and they just fill that up with silage and sand. And when it gets full, why, they run a tractor up and down it, you know, up, right up on top of it, till it and pack it down that way. And they'd rain right on it, you know, all the way around, water go right on down in it. And then that's where it keeps. It won't keep it if it gets too dry.
Oh, really?
Keep it wet. And they use it now. They used to use dirt on it, but now they got this plastic. They use plastic, you know, black plastic, and wide enough to cover a whole pit. If the pit's 12 feet wide, whether you can get a piece of plastic 12 feet wide, and then they get these old tiles and they lay them all over it, you know, just one right touching the other to hold that plastic down.
Now, is this after it gets full of water?
No, it don't ever get full of water.
I mean, when do they cover it?
They cover it just as soon as they get it in there.